Welcome back to the Meat and Poultry Magazine podcast. I'm Ryan McCarthy, the associate web editor for meatpoultry.com. Looking into the inner workings of a company is always an interesting prospect for us. So when we heard about West Liberty Foods' lean manufacturing operation, we wanted to see how the meat processor used a cloud-based software called Leading the Lean to make their plants run more efficiently from the top to the very bottom. Take a listen to Chad Williams, corporate maintenance manager at West Liberty Foods, on why he thought this was the best system for his company and how they will make improvements moving forward.
2.5 years ago, we had an archaic CMMS system. Basically, it was not very user-friendly. It was very difficult to navigate within the system to ensure our costs were being recorded against our assets correctly, not only from the parts, but from the labor aspect as well. So we kind of started doing some researching, and prior to me joining West Liberty Foods, our Tremont, Utah team, Ted Richards, he's our plant engineer out there, they had some folks out there that worked at Autolave where this system was developed in out in Utah. I can't think of the city right off the top of my head. But he brought this system to my attention. So we started looking at it along with several other companies that provide a CMMS system for maintenance, industrial maintenance. And, you know, I went out and visited other companies not related to the food business. I saw the potential of what the system could do for us. And it was about a 6 month to 8 month process, and we decided to go with Leading to Lean and implement that as our new global CMMS system for our company.
There was something that you mentioned earlier about, you know, having CMS systems in the past where you're kind of on your own and on your island. How much does it help to have kind of a network, like you talked about, within the people of Leading to Lean to get ideas not only about how it runs within the food industry, but I'm sure you're looking at efficiency in a bunch of different areas and maybe applying it to what you guys do?
Well, it's just amazing. You know, I talk with probably somebody with one of my contacts at Leading to Lean a couple times a week. You know, is it always, you know, about the system? No, it's, you know, it's just the relationship factor of the community we have that through Leading to Lean. I mean, there's always communication. You know, if somebody's coming up with a different idea, there's questions. You know, somebody may, a newer customer may throw out a question to the community, and there will be probably within 25 to 30 minutes, multiple people commenting, hey, this is how we do it, or this is how we look at it. And, you know, I've taken, you know, the comments that I've posted, I've read, I've tried to help other folks out. You know, I've taken some of their information and say, hey, look, we need to really be looking at this versus this. So it's very powerful.
We also talked to Bob Argyle, CCO at Leading to Lean, about this same sentiment and what a company that mainly is focused on car manufacturing has learned from a meat processor.
So they started using the system to do some of their FDA audit findings and stuff like that, which, you know, we had other customers using other things, but we probably didn't dive into that part of it as deep as we should have. So what was really good is, you know, so they're using, you know, we've approached the system very openly, where, you know, like a CMMS system typically is focused all around maintenance. So a CMMS system will have a scheduler in it, but it's for scheduling PMs or maybe scheduling work orders. Our system is built for scheduling anything you want, so you can customize it to schedule different things. Well, they started scheduling, you know, audit findings and different things like that, which, you know, just helped us go back to our other customers and say, hey, you know what, you know, and don't you guys get audited, and you guys have audits, you know, internal audits in automotive, right? Yeah, we do internal audits. Why don't you use our scheduler to do it? This is what West Liberty Foods is doing. Why, you know, would that work here? Oh, yeah, that would work great. That's a great idea. Let's do it. So that's one. The other one is that we don't have it fully implemented yet, but is global reporting. That actually something that Chad's been pushing really hard is, you know, so right now in the system, you can evaluate, you know, across plants and stuff, but it does take a little bit of a, you know, you got to jump from one system to the other, and sometimes you have to export data, and so Chad does all that. But Chad's got us working on some dashboards that are more from a global perspective, so corporate could look at, they evaluate, you know, how each plant's doing compared to the others. And we've actually shared that with some of our automotive and our electronics customers, and they're like, that would benefit us so much too. I mean, that's right now we get the data, but that's instant real-time data at a corporate level that they can be looking at and making, you know, and knowing where they need to focus without having to go extract some data and pull some reports or have somebody do that for them. So Chad's been pretty passionate about that, and so that's something that we're actually in the process of implementing, and it's something that we feel is going to be a big benefit to all of our customers that actually came from those guys in at West Liberty Foods.
Make sure to check out the latest stories, including some previews of upcoming ones from the November edition of Meat Poultry Magazine online at meatpoultry.com. Also follow us on social media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Meat Poultry. All right, that's it for this time, folks. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.